All right, folks. Hey, we're back. And it is Thursday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman. Kim Wade. I'm coming to you live from WYAB 103.9 FM. Yeah. It is Thursday. Folks, it's going to be an open forum. Get it off your chest. We've had guests in throughout the week here, but we do want you to get things off your chest if you so desire to call and let us know what you're thinking. Otherwise, Radio Strongman will be handicapping the political landscape, offering my nickels and dimes to the marketplace of ideals. So, that being said, the hotline number is brought to you by our good folks over at good friends and folks over at Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter. The number over there, Complete Exteriors, you need to keep this number handy. Write it down. Lock it in. Put it on your refrigerator. 601-326-2755. 601-326-2755. All right. These are the items that I am concerned about that have landed on my radar. First of all, we got to deal with the shooting death of the 80-year-old grandmother lying on her couch by two Biden supporters who needed a damn haircut. Y'all, I actually don't have a problem with the twists. My grandson's got twists. I'd rather for him to have just a regular haircut, but that's their mom want that, so whatever. Here's the deal. Those photos do not look good in a lineup photo, okay? Your mugshots, okay? Let's just say it's jury tampering. Because I see that they guilty of something. Got all, but anyway, two young men engaging in social media beefs or whatever their issues are, shot up the house, shot the lady. The black community, look, okay, we can keep fronting. As I told y'all before, I told y'all years ago, we can continue to try to maintain this front that the biggest threat is white supremacy or racism, whatever. Okay. We're going to be consumed by our foolishness. It's deadly. Aggressive ignorance is on the rise. And our delusion is on the rise. We have a problem here, Hoss. Then you couple that with the Easter Sunday shooting at the birthday party and Easter egg roll there at Mary C. Jones, rather, school, park, whatever it is over there. But we're still trying to maintain, hey, we just like everybody else. Yeah, I know. There's just gangs of Indian community folks doing that. Folks on the reservation or people from the subcontinent. Gangs of Chinese and Koreans doing this kind of behavior. No, Hoss, we have a problem. But if you don't want to change, that's fine. Because we're going to go and prepare a place for you, okay? Basically, we're going to wall off the areas where you trod and let you just have at it. Because there seems to be a growing number of people who don't want to change. They're committed to this lifestyle. And when you meet people one-on-one, oh, bro, I don't want that there. I know. But let's see how you vote. When election time come around and they stir up their old emotional racism crap. Let's see how you vote. You ain't going to vote your religion, your understanding of Christ, or anything else. You're going to fall for the okey-doke. And then you're going to get what we're getting here now. Total mayhem. So, I mean, if you're cool with that, that's fine. Everybody has a right. This is America. That's what you want to do. I'm one who don't want it. I don't want you. Don't want people who think like you. I want you gone. Or at least away from around me. Or me around you. Take it personal. I really mean it. So we wring our hands and mourn the loss of the elderly woman who was shot. But truth of the matter is we don't intend to do anything about it. That's why when I do the Gun and Knife Club, I tell you, folks, this is not going to change. This is black culture. Black culture is Democrat culture. Democrat culture is a death culture. And they get mad, just like they get mad at Candace for saying these things, all these raw truths. It's the way she said. It's the way. You don't like truth. You hate doing right. And you're not going to do wrong. You're just not going to do it. You're not going to do right. And you try to make it look like if somebody would just say it a certain way. No, it ain't. Your pastor says it a certain way. Soft and kind and sweet. You don't pay no attention to him. Your mama said don't kill nobody. You ain't pay no attention to her. But if I, rock rib conservative Donald Trump supporter, say something, oh, it's the way I say it. I just hate myself. I hate black. Whatever. You the one dying in the streets, Hoss. So this is why I tell my Christian patriots and rednecks friends, Hoss, all we need to do is walk wide and just sit here and pat our foot. This stuff is going to self-destruct. It's going to correct itself. The community is going to collapse in on itself. Here's a text from all while I'm on the air. A man who says he doesn't listen, but donut head. I ain't even read this. So I'm reading it as he wrote it. You falling for the scam. I don't want it, but I'm not voting for those folks because y'all easy target of scams or something like that. Boy, he's drinking. That's what it is. He gets drunk early. He starts like at 7 a.m. and he getting his drink on. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it. And he says he has an illness. I know, okay, illness. But these people don't intend to change. As long as they got somebody they can blame, point the finger at, i.e. example, the city of Jackson, the Pan-African mayor, the Back to Africa Movement mayor, the Black for a Living mayor, the scam artist mayor, some say, says that remember how we bumped around the bottom here for 25, 30, 40 years with the building and looming water crisis, sewer crisis, infrastructure crisis? And we had black folks out the wazoo running the city, including the dad of this mayor we have now, who was a council person before then. Didn't do anything to address the problems. Didn't try to raise revenues. Didn't try to make the place more business friendly. Didn't try to energize the enterprise. Didn't do any of that. And now here today, the scion of the Black to Africa movement, that would be Chalk Lines and Lumumba, and his sister Rukia, the poor people's champion, saying that the state disinvested in Jackson. Like, we didn't disinvest in ourselves when we invested our vote in some blacks who were incompetent, unaware, aggressively ignorant, and hell-bent and determined to steal every dime, it seems, from the funds that was keeping the city afloat. Yeah, under the white administration, they may have been living from paycheck to paycheck, but they kept the city functioning. And now every contract, so it seems, they got the rippers off of $4 or $5 million on every damn transaction. You notice when Jackson Water goes out and repair a sewer line and dig up the street, and then have to replace the previous potholes with actual concrete or asphalt, you notice how when they get done filling it, the area has been squared off, nice and smooth, well done. In fact, done like white folks had done it. And then wherever Mayor Chalkline Lumumba has his team out there filling potholes running up to the election, it looked like they've been doing line dancing on the asphalt when they throw it down there. Hey, man, put the asphalt in there and put on, what's that, the cha-cha song. Come on, man. And then Chalk Line's trying to tell us that we don't want white boy Bob over the water, that we want him so we can get more of this pee-poor delivery of city services. Mind, please. Bruh, hey, get gone. We're tired of you Negroes. Real talk. Y'all know what you... Look at the areas where they're putting this asphalt down, calling themselves filling up the holes. Look at them. Don't it look like they just dumped it in there and stepped on top of it? Because they done sold all the equipment to the pawn shop to buy crack. The city workers ain't got nothing to work with. They getting the asphalt from Lowe's. Aren't y'all tired of this? All this pretend to be black crap, pretending like they care about black folks. And again, the richest contract, on top of the profit that's already built into the contract, they lifted off an extra $4 million straight cash that's going directly into the pockets of all those who were responsible for making that contract possible. Now, the DOJ, FBI, everybody, look, it ain't hard to monitor people's money now. Huh. This city council person ain't cashed the check in years. But all they bills paid up. This city council person ain't had A1 credit in their family tree in 400 years. And now this council person got A1 credit. They got white folks credit. How they do that? Where they do that at? And the DOJ, they don't care. Because, again, these are the people that's doing the work of holding the black community back, all while spouting black crap. And the black community can't seem to pick up on that. Hey, I see a pattern here. Cities messed up here, Memphis, Atlanta, New Orleans, Philadelphia, St. Louis, Chicago. It's all the same thing. And yet we want more of the Brandon Johnsons. What's the woman down there in New Orleans? And I'm saying to y'all, why don't y'all want something different? I promise you, this is the approach I'm going. Matter of fact, folks, for those of you who are interested, I will be speaking at Forest Hill High School on May 2nd, Thursday night, 7 p.m. No, it ain't 6 p.m., 6 p.m. So there at 6 p.m., I'll be there speaking about what I, your host, Radio Strongman, my vision, plans for the city of Jackson, were I to become mayor. You're going to hear it straight from the horse's mouth. So my Christian Patriots and Rednecks fans, I need you to spread out in the crowd, locked and loaded. I need the sharpshooters on top of the roof. Be ready to rock and roll. But real talk, though, folks. What? All these black folks are so interested in all this old black pride crap. How come you're not interested in being the one city in the nation where black folks are numerically in charge that's doing good and on the right track on the incline? What? Why aren't they interested in that? Because they're black Democrats. And nothing grows where black Democrats control things. You can get mad. It's the way I say it. Whatever. Prove me wrong. That's all you are mad. You're not saying, Kim Wade, you are a liar. No, you're not. But in your heart of hearts, you know what I'm saying is right. And I'm saying, bro, man, ain't nothing going to happen to you if you stand up on your hind legs and be a man. And you still scared. Our number, 601, is 879-0002. Let's take a break when we come back. Mobile Bob. All right, folks, we're back. Let us go to the phones. My man, my friend, Mobile Bob. Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. Hey, look, Tommy out in Edwards wanted to say hello, and he's still waiting on a T-shirt. Or a hat, something with your name on it so he can be more aligned with you, bro. I mean, you got a fan out here. You got to get some T-shirts, man.
About that. What do they call it, merchandise online?
That's right, merchandise online. We'll hook you up with Clay, and he can put you in the game there. But, yeah.
Hey, you know, did you see on here where California, they raised their minimum wage to, what was it, $20 an hour?
$20 an hour. Excuse me. If you
and then some of the low-skilled workers are shocked that they all of a sudden don't have a job anymore. Some places just straight-up close. The next day, it didn't tell the folks they were going to close. They just straight-up closed. I saw a couple of those online.
Yeah, yeah. We were wondering why we don't have a job anymore. They were all happy coming to work, get that $20 an hour. So he's got he's selling hamburgers for less than $20, the entire meal for less than $20. So the guy's going in the hole. The one person, I don't know what they were, male or female, I don't know. It looked like a woman, but when they got to speaking, it sounded like Barry White. Whoa, James Earl Jones, James. But she said, look, she said day one this bill went into effect, we're losing $180,000 a year off the bottom line, period. I mean, that's on top of whatever else might go on during the course of a year. They don't care. They got the victory. The union, SEIU, got their victory, and it's going to be at the expense of people not having jobs.
Yeah, you wonder if Governor Gruesome, Governor Newsom, Gruesome. And so they're that ignorant when it comes to economics, or like you said, they obviously don't care. Are they truly that ignorant? I mean, do they really not understand how it works, especially with small business or any business? In some cases, they went up like 25%, one report right. I heard.
Yeah.
So it went up 25%.
25% in one while. Yep.
What company can survive a 25% increase in their cost in overnight? Small businesses, very few small businesses can survive that.
Right.
Overnight, and nothing changed. I saw one guy, one black guy, said, well, you know, when he saw the prices going up and all that, he said, well, for something necessary, the shareholder should just be willing to take less profit.
Good luck on that. Well, and the thing about it, you add that to the tightening food supply, you add that to the increase of people in the country, you add that to the folks who are on the system who depend on the people who were making the $15 an hour to pay their taxes into the government coffers so the government can give away to the losers who out there who won't work, can't work, whatever the case may be. It's a recipe for collapse. That's why I say, folks, just sit back and pat your foot. These are people who can't pull their own weight. They're going to be putting Christian patriots and rednecks on milk cartons. Please relocate to my area and start some jobs and employment. These people are going to learn the hard way. All into
the feelings. Yeah, instead of him being upset with Governor Gruesome for causing this price increase, he wants to say that, it was necessary, so the shareholders should just take less profit or less money on our share. You know, as a person who dabbles in the stock market, because I have 401k, and I imagine he might have one too. Mm-hmm. I guess he doesn't realize you're a shareholder too, dude. What do you think happens when these companies make less profit? Mm-hmm. The shares go down. And you don't invest money in a company, being willing to lose it the next, lose what you put in there.
Right.
Stock market went down today. That's not fun. That's not good when it goes down like that. The only way it goes up is for these companies to make more profits. And if you hit them with a 25% increase in the wage they have to pay their employees, then they make less profit than people are with, invest in them less. And then that's when everything crashes. But I guess that takes a certain amount of common sense that liberals are just incapable of.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, here's the deal. When you add in the inflationary prices of gasoline, the general cost of living, and this was before this $20, because, I mean, it's going to spread across the country.
Right.
It's going to have an impact nationwide. Since Biden's gone into office, was installed, I should say, the average family's cost of just raising a family has gone up $11,000 a year. Since he's been in office. So in other words, whatever you were making when he started, you still got to take $11,000 of that and add to what you've been trying to. Basically, you got $11,000 less buying power is what it comes down to. They don't care.
Exactly. And, which are things that people don't I mean, it's people realize it. They do realize it. You see them complaining all the time at these town hall meetings and online. Mm-hmm. But the old question, okay, what are you going to do about it? You are in the ultimate position to do something about it. You can reverse course. You can change. There's an obvious difference between two candidates out there. What are you going to do about it? Like that black guy told that black woman. All right, who'd you vote for in last election? Well, are you going to keep making excuses or are you going to make a change?
They're not going to make a change. I'm telling you, the bulk of the people who vote for the Bidens and the Democrats, they are going to go down with this ship. You saw how muted they were when their Lord and Savior was excoriated, right. Blasphemy, and they're still trying to, oh, it ain't no big deal. Nothing's a big deal with them. Nothing. Because they can still eat. Their debit card is still clearing. The EBT, whatever it is still clearing. And then when it collapses, when it can't, then they're going to be standing around there talking about, where's your Christian love for your fellow man? Bro.
Exactly. So, of course, the bottom line is there's a fundamental problem with the idea of a minimum wage anyway. And they love to keep throwing in the people who are paying people a living wage. If you can't raise a family of four on whatever it was, $15 an hour, whatever it was. You can't raise a family of four on that. As if the minimum wage was designed to do that. It is not your boss's responsibility to pay you enough to live. He doesn't know what that is. Only you know what that is. It is his responsibility. He has a job that he's doing. He can't get nobody for $10 an hour. Okay, I'll raise it to $15 an hour. Can I get somebody for that? If he can, then that job is worth $15 an hour. If he can't, got to keep going up until you hit that number. I had a plumber come in because I'm redoing my kitchen in my house, right. And I hit my gas line and it leaked. Mm-hmm. Okay, my plumber came over to fix the gas line for me because I don't trust myself doing that.
Right.
I didn't ask the man one whit. Can you live on this? Can you live on how much it's going to take for you to live and the price you're going to charge me? I didn't care.
Right.
It's a job. I need this done. What do you charge? If I think it's too much, then I'll go find somebody else. If everybody's charging me too much, I'll take my chances doing it myself. That's how that negotiation goes.
That's right. And, you know, they're predicting, and if I got my numbers right, it was either $55,000 or $550,000. They're short at least 55,000 new plumbers every year. So people talk about, we need jobs program. No, we need you to get your sorry butt up and finish whatever program you get involved in. Let's try K through 12 first. Finish that, get it right, then you can go out and get your trade or whatever else you want to do. But you got people, jobs are going or wanting, and you got people saying they're looking for work. No, they ain't. They're looking for money. And I'm saying let's thin the herd out. Let's just thin it out. These people are figured out. Right now, and I think Americans just have too many choices. And that's the reason why you can't get anything done, because they figure, well, I ain't going to starve. They ain't going to let me starve. I'm just going to be inconvenienced, but I won't starve. I want to flip the script on that. I want them to starve. I want to look in their eyes. I want to see their necks the size of, or you can drop a Cheerio around and they'll be happy about it. The truth of the matter is, exactly. These people have just gotten too comfortable with all the blessings that was made available before they even got here. Now they don't want to contribute anything. I'm not for that. I'm telling you that now. That goes for you, Donut Head. Go ahead.
And the person responsible for making sure you eat and you live is you.
Right.
You have to, it's up to you to earn enough money to live. It ain't up to your boss to pay you enough money to live. If he don't pay you enough, get some more skills or get another job. But it ain't his responsibility. It's yours.
That's right. You're the first responder for you, bro. Because like a grown man, I'm telling you now, I am done taking care of somebody younger than me, and ain't nothing wrong with them other than they got a stanky attitude. Bro, you can starve. I'll just step over your body. I'm going to check you for any loose change, but I'm going to just step over your body. All right, man, we got to go.
All right, man.
We'll be right back. Hey, I want to remind you, you need a new set of tires. May I suggest my friends over at Rapid Tire Exchange, right there in Clinton, Mississippi, 953 Highway 80, right across from the Walmart, right in back of Rapid Oil Change. While you're over there, get all your fluids changed, get the car checked out. They honor all the warranties that your automobile may have. So if you got a brand new car and you want to have the oil changed, they can do it. It will be put into the system, and it will be noted that you got it done. And again, you'll be in compliance with the warranty on your car. In addition to that, if you want to go online to RapidTireExchange.com, you can order the tires, set your appointment, and get all the work done. It's easy peasy, folks. If you're looking for a place where you can trust the people who are working on your cars, Rapid Tire Exchange, Rapid Oil is that place. I commend them to you highly. Just got my oil changed this week, and I use them exclusively because I love what they do, and I can go to any location and get the same great service. Very attentive, very professional. Hat tip to Rapid Oil Change, Dave and Ken, and the crew. They do good work. If you need a wheel alignment, if it's pulling to the left or to the right, it's got some strange noises coming out from up under the car, take it over there, let them check it out. I did not know. I remember I had, when I bought the truck, it turned out that one of the tires was an old tire. So it may have been in the spare that had got put on there at some point. But they pointed out that tire was older than the rest of them. So, again, okay, little things like that you don't know. That's why you want the professionals. You want people who will give you the straight skinny. So, Rapid Tire Exchange. .com is where you can go. You can order also accessories for your truck or car, ATV. You need rims, wheels, the whole nine yards. They can get that done. I'm getting ready to get a new rag top on the old Volkswagen, and I might even get some rims put on there, get it pimped out, but who knows? I know I'm going to get the rag top and get some interior work did. So my good friends over at Rapid Tire Exchange, they're my go-to folks. I'm getting some brakes, struts, anything like that, they can do it. So take that income tax money and get her did. You got income tax due next week. All these illegals are dependent on you to pay your fair share, sir. Okay? Turn your cap around. All right, folks, it is an open forum. Here's the latest from the donut head. Kim, using that 80-year-old black woman to make a political point. You're disgusting. A lowlife. A SOB. From Donut Head. Now, here's the deal. The woman is deceased. Got killed by a Biden supporter, a black Democrat, and he's trying to run interference and protect Democrats and Joe Biden at the expense of this woman having lost her life. And this is evidence that we have they talk about systemic racism. We got a problem in our community, systemic ignorance. Stupidity. And he don't want to address that because he wants to hide so won't nobody say anything that's going to offend his Democrat Party. Screw you, man. Pounds. In fact, you know what this gesture means? You know what that means, Donut Head? That's for you, buddy. So I'm just telling you now, I'm not putting up with y'all. Well, what about the people over in Cross Gates? Tragedy. Tragedy. But that was domestic violence of people who knew one another. People going off. And that happens. But I don't have anything for you folks who talk about, well, it's happening in the white community, it's happening. Fool. You don't want it to happen at all. And you dang sure don't want you to be the subject of it or one of the perps involved with it. This is what I keep telling you. Blacks like Donut Head, who represents too many folks in the Democrat Party who vote blindly blue, they don't intend to change. They're going to spend their every waking hour defending the indefensible. This is why I say, what I intend to do if the Lord says the same. We're going to de-emphasize the Donut Heads of the world. They're foot draggers, naggers, and whiners, and SOB who are never going to get their crap together. Life is never going to be good around them. And they'll always be looking for an excuse to do less than they can. We don't owe them anything. It's not showing compassion by going along with their crazy ideals and their crazy notion of how society needs to be organized. These people can pound sand. They've gotten it wrong. The evidence is everywhere. Everywhere. They can't point to one area of the country where their ideals hold sway and people would consider this a good neighborhood. Not one place. And so they try to browbeat people with these type of comments. You putting black people down. White people do it. Bruh, I'll tell you what my parents would say. Don't you do it. I don't care if everybody on the street, don't you do it. But now here, but you see how that logic has been twisted by the hanging out with them white devils in the Democrat Party? Everything that is right, they don't want any part of. Everything that's wrong, they got an excuse for. I will stand against you. I will stand by myself against you, and you will still be outnumbered. And I know you folks get mad when I associate the Democrat Party. So, prove me wrong. I haven't seen now one shootout in the Indian community, and they have Indian communities around here. I'm talking about the Native Indians, the Choctaws. I'm also talking about the Indians from the subcontinent. I'm talking about the Vietnamese community, the Korean. Ain't nobody else doing this crap. We have embraced the culture of death, and you think it's cool. And you black Democrats are always trying to enforce making everybody else live in this crap. I promise you, if I could get 50 plus one, we are going to distance ourselves from these folks by doing what's best for the city and what's best for us. These people aren't interested in that. That's why my campaign ain't going to be one Red Rover, let's lock arms and everybody go. No, everybody's not going over. They don't want to do better. Kim, I know you do. And we're going to get around to you, but we're not going to come down there to a street that only has one or two houses on there where people are rowing in the right direction, doing the right thing, and start dumping money into that street. No, we'll help you get from up over there. But we're going to work on those neighborhoods where people have pride of ownership and want something. In other words, there's going to be a pecking order to it. There's a pecking order to it right now. The pecking order just disfavors enterprise, entrepreneurship, common sense, safety. We're not going to keep sowing into you knuckleheads. You're getting it wrong. Somebody needed to tell you, you're full of crap. We're not going to do it. So you can get Rukia, the ACLU, the B Black, the BLUE. I don't care. Well, we'll just sue you until you do right. Fine. You've been doing that anyway. That's why people say, well, if you go with what you're talking about, where the officers can turn off their video camera, you're just going to get sued. We're getting sued anyway. See, they keep trying to make people afraid to do anything. Nah, Hoss, I'm about to get buck wild. I'm going to show my red baboon booty. You ain't the only one who can get out here and do something crazy. But I'm going to do it on behalf of children and property values. I promise you, I'm going to break this up at the door. Boy, y'all ain't seen a Negro like me. And you know what? You know what the deal? And I had never really thought about this here. But all these years, people have seen things in me that I ain't seeing myself. People have looked at me as a threat. That's why I was getting all this lawfare and warfare going against me all these years. I'm thinking, dude, live and let live. No, they don't look at it like that. Satan is always on the lookout for somebody who will come in here and break it up at the door. I'm that guy. There's some Negroes out there who will sit still for this kind of crap. I ain't him. I promise you. And this is not somebody trying to talk tough. I'm just telling you, I believe what I believe, and I will stand on it until I die. You won't do it. You hear Rod? Rod is basically an estrogen-strewn man, a man. He needs some testosterone shot, but he is the average black man in too many instances who vote Democrat. All them black preachers over there, and you don't hear the word of God coming from that camp at all. But they all on the city hall steps, all on the state capitol steps with their turned around collar, talking about Jesus. But tell them to go to a Democrat convention somewhere and mention Jesus. They scared. They don't have the courage of their conviction. I do. Our number 601-879-0002. Be right. Da, da, da. All right, folks. Want to remind you, Revel Ace Hardware, your one-stop shop for all your hardware needs. I was mentioning to you on yesterday that you can't go to any one of these stores and buy slum lumber. But you can get the best advice known to mankind when it comes to fixing and working around the home. That will be from our good friends over at Revel Ace Hardware, all 8 locations. That's right, folks. They have qualified staff in every department to advise you on electrical, plumbing, woodworking, screws, anything that you need. They can give you the best information they have available from people who have actually done it throughout their careers. They have retired plumbers, electricians, painters, the whole 9 yards working there. And they're not hard to find. Matter of fact, they're looking for you. Hey, can I help you? Can I help you? Can I help you? Old-fashioned customer service delivered the way it's been done for going on 75 years. Revel Ace, the great folks over at Revel Ace Hardware, DeVille Plaza, Pearl, the power store there in Pearl right next to the regular hardware store, the Highway 49 location. Then they got one down there by Ram, Mississippi, up on the reservoir. They got them everywhere in Madison and Clinton on the parkway. So again, don't spend all day going back and forth to the big box stores because you didn't get it right, didn't get the right part, you wasn't quite certain. Get it right the first time. Make one trip and get the job done and have the rest of the weekend to do what you want to do. Revel Ace, that's what they do. They do it well. Plus, they have all sorts of equipment, zero-turn lawnmowers, power tools, the whole 9 yards. Whatever you need, they have it. Revel Ace Hardware, your one-stop shop. All right, folks, we're coming up against the end of the hour. At the end of the day, let us just draw a hard line in the sand. It's us against them. See, they're trying to browbeat everybody with their compassion crap. Okay, fine. You really care. Yada, yada, yada. So what's wrong with your track record? Why are you so poor at the results that you're getting from all this compassion you have? I know you really mean it, but why can't you get it together? Because you're not expecting anything from the people who are the recipients of your compassion. You got to look them in their little beady eyes and look, dog, I have no problem trying to help you get on your feet. But this is the 4th, 5th month in a row. What's the hitch in the giddy up here? Because we got more people that need help. You 50 years old and you still saying the same thing about, I'm trying to get on my feet, dog. No, we're not buying it anymore. There's nothing wrong with you. Other than you want to run game. Fine, you want to run game, you just don't eat. You eat on your own. You eat when you get something to eat. And if you get caught stealing, we're going to go prepare a place for you. You being poor don't give you a right to steal or cause all this mayhem, be nasty or anything like that. Folks, all we're doing is creating a new pecking order on how goods and services are going to be distributed. And if they want to drop out of society and say they don't want to contribute, we don't have a problem with that. That's their right. But we don't have a responsibility to take care of a grown blank man. And the only thing wrong with them is that they like to get high. Well, you get high after you get done working. Oh, man, I can't do that. I got to have my whole day to do what I do. You know how I do it. Okay. Folks, this is where I come in at. I will be the tough guy to tell them, we're not doing that here. One of the things that I'd like to see done, I'd like to ask the people who are helping the poor, would you consider moving your operations to the outskirts of the city so we can grow the city on the inside? But now, you too good to make a change, but you want everybody else to make a change. Hoss, we have a problem. Let's take a break.
About that 103.9 WYAB ain't nothing
but some fools. Hey, where are the white women at? Oh, right, folks, we are back, and it's Thursday. Open Forum Thursday, as a matter of fact. Hotline number is 879-0002. Brought to you by Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter. If you need a first, second, or third quote on your home roof repairs, you know, it is being reported that people are being turned down for roof repairs, and there seems to be some real contention between people having a roofing professional there while the claims adjuster is there. My gut feeling is, bruh, it's your property. What if you're a roofing adjuster? I mean, what if you're a roofer and your house is damaged and you file a claim? They're telling you you can't use your own. I tell you now, the courts have already decided that you can't take information out of people's head and say they can't apply it. So that legislation, I don't know whether it died in committee or what, where they are challenging the homeowner's ability to have somebody with them to give them alternate opinion about the condition of the roof. And roofs are expensive, so I can understand insurance companies' concerns. But, hey, dude, you're in the business. That's what you do. And, of course, you know, prices are going to have to go up to accommodate the cost of the replacement. It is what it is. It's the marketplace. But just be mindful of that. Matter of fact, go ahead on and get your professional out there and let them get out there with their video camera and document it. You don't just take an expert, a verbal assessment or opinion, tell them to put it on paper and videotape while you're doing it. Because you got to understand, it's a contract. Each side has an obligation. You have to advocate for yours. That's what I do here. That's what I do in my life. All the legal challenges that I had, I look at it as a contract. Never once in those, from 2009 to 2020, it was 10, 11 years, did you ever hear me charge racism? Because you know what? It is what it is. You had two of your opposing viewpoints. I had two good friends, Carla Palmer and Dorothy Thompson. They were asked by the Realtors Association to sign an affidavit stating their experience and interaction with the Realtors Association in general and Joe Usher in particular. And they spoke in that affidavit about what their experience was. I'm not mad at Carla or Dorothy. If that's their experience, what I'm supposed to say? You're supposed to hang with me in solidarity because I'm a black man. No. If you've never had any problem with these folks, you ain't got to lie on them. I don't want you to do that. I don't fall out on that petty stuff like that. Because people can dislike you for something other than your skin color or your gender or whatever. So at the end of the day, folks, we have to stand for what we believe without apologizing. Now, what I was saying to Donut Head and people who think like Donut Head about my comments about the 80, we have a problem in the black. We can't even address the problem because we got people like Donut Head. You got to fight through for the privilege to try to fix the problem. And it's like that across the board in the black community. You can't get anything done until you acknowledge this front line of fools who are out there fighting on behalf. In many cases, some of these folks ain't even getting a check. Donut Head ain't getting paid for being silly like that. He's just silly. And when I say Donut Head, I'm speaking, he represents all you knuckleheads out there, okay? He's an amalgamation of idiots. And I say that affectionately. But real talk. So I'm saying to myself, why we got to put up with this here? That's why when I, look, my position is, I'm not going to argue with y'all about that. This is what we're going to do. You do what you got to do. If opposing me is what you got to do, fine. I expect that. You the ops. You the one messed this thing up. You're in an industry of failure, death and destruction. And unless you one of the uppity ups like chalk lines, you ain't getting no money out the game. You just standing there being cannon fodder for this foolishness. And I'm saying, if you don't mind dying, I don't mind killing you. Okay, well, what's the problem here? But I am earnestly trying to enlist the help of anybody who want to do better. I see Jackson being an oasis. Look at where we're located, right here at I-20 and 55. We're in a position to make this thing pop. And you got all these blacks who don't want to do it. They say that you ain't black enough. You don't even have a damn plan. You can't even tell yourself why you didn't get what you was hoping to get when you said Barack Obama represented the aspirations of black people for 300 or 400 years, and yet you can't explain why you didn't get nothing out after 8 years. And I'm saying, dude, let us be adults. Let's sit down and reason, and let us go back over, do an after-action report and say, hey, what works and what... You got to fight them to even get to that point. Nope, I'm going with some white folks and a smithering of black folks who want to do better. Screw the rest of y'all who want to keep the status quo. I'm not with you. I'm against you. We ops. When I see the Fannie Willises of the world, that generation of black, young black lawyers, all of them got a damn chip on their shoulder. For what? Well, you know how it is for black people. No, I don't. Tell us. She was part of the yellow high yellow society her whole life. She ain't experienced no discrimination. Only time she experienced some discrimination when she hit 400 pounds. That's it. Well, she didn't weigh 400, but you get my drift. Other than that, when she was fast, fine, Fanny, you couldn't tell her nothing. Now, I told you about my play mom, the lovely and gracious Ann Alexander over there on Redmond Avenue. 99 years old. Born in 1925. If anybody should have a chip on their shoulder, mad and bitter, it should be her. Not Fannie Willis. Not you young Turks who got your law degrees and all the other degrees. Y'all out here mad on behalf of black folks. Ain't paid no dues. We don't need that crap. We need you to do a good job. And that's what I'm going to demand if I were in public office. Oh, you going to do a good job or you ain't going to do no job here? And you can say, you putting down black folks. Brother, you ain't seen put down. Give me a backhoe, somebody please. Let's start digging. Let's see how down we can get them. We're not putting up with your crap anymore. You people are full of crap. You have no intention of making life better. You're suicidal. So, look, you know coming out the gate where I'm coming from. I ain't trying to do no Dale Carnegie crap, win friends and influence people. You are the ops. Now, JPD, God bless their soul, they caught one of the Biden supporters who was caught dumping tires on private property. Folks, this is what we need. It's not a crime problem. It's a spirit. We've got a demonic stronghold over Jackson. It's a failure loop. And we got a church on every corner and they can't preach these demons up off of us. Why? Because they're not fully persuaded of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is a job for too many. Where's the power? Where is the power? I hear Barbara Mike talking about scriptures, and brother can say, look, he know where it's located in the world. Where's the power? Because I'm going to be inviting everybody to participate in the resurrection, the restoration of Jackson. Everybody's got a role. Everybody's got a contribution to make. Some people's contribution to them will seem larger than others, but hey, bro, if you out there dumping tires, your contribution is going to be larger. What I'm looking at doing, you folks who haul trash, don't be surprised if somebody throw an air tag amongst all that trash you got. And take a picture of your license plate of your truck and your trailer. And if we catch that trailer you toting with all that trash on it, and that trash dumped down there in South Jackson somewhere, and that air tag is there, Hoss, we come and get you. And these people hauling this trash, not all of them, because many of them, but in fairness to the people who haul trash, if I can work with the supervisor up there in Madison County whose district is adjoins the dump there on County Line Road, and work with the mayor of Jackson, the city of Jackson, and the city of Ridgeland, if it ends up Jackson has to pay to fix that road themselves, Folks, you can't go down that road in a military Humvee. That is a barrier to people dumping. Because if you already got a raggedy truck, you can't take that truck down there, even if you wanted to pay and do it legally to dump. We've got to fix the little things like that that's broken. But we give $4 million to some set-aside Negroes to pay off some politicians so we can stay in the hole and be black. I promise you. I promise you. No other certainty than the word of God itself, these things be so. I will break that up at the door. I will break it up. Now, the DOJ is not going to come in there and stop that. They'll come in and harass me the entire time. Because they don't want black people to do good. They don't want people to do good. They want everybody suffering and a few to do well, like Benny Thompson and others. But you can't blame Benny. You can't blame Michael Guest. They got chosen. But that don't mean we have to sit still for it. All we need is some men with some Christian courage. Weak men like serious, I'm serious when I say this. Donut Head is weak. He represents weak men. Now, he does a lot of good in the community. He is a good community worker. But when it comes to standing up to put an end to the things that's causing him to have to work every weekend, going out, picking up behind grown men and women, I can't get the brother on board. Well, that's why I believe that I'm such a Negro for such a time for what Jackson has and needs. Because I'm going to do what I'm going to say. And all I need is four people on the council to roll with me. Now, you heard on yesterday, day before yesterday, I was playing where the Department of Homeland Security, through the regulatory process, the rulemaking process within DHS, took it upon themselves to jet, and I don't even know how they can do it legally, statutorily, but again, who's going to enforce the law? Where they're telling anchor babies, if you will, that once you get here, you can bring in 15, 20 of your other relatives. You used to have to have a form that says, I'm bringing in Joe Blow from Kokomo, and I'm going to make sure that I can cover him. Here's my income. I can take care of two people, me and this person. DHS, on its own volition, said, you no longer have to provide that form. The NGOs, the Catholic charities and all these other charities that are help settling these folks in there will be the ones responsible for their upkeep. Guess where the Catholic charities getting their money from? Tax dollars. They know numerically the numbers don't work. If we give them $7 billion and they bringing in 11 million people and they getting full benefits, you bring in an elderly person from some other country, and they get the full benefits like they worked their whole life in America. And yet, we can't get you to consider this when you go to the polls because all you do is vote blue. Well, when the bow breaks, I'm just telling you, don't look over here for mercy. I don't have time and I don't have it to give. It's not that I don't want to give it. You brought us here. That's just like us getting thrown off a boat into the water. And now you want me to spend whatever energy I have to save you when you missed every opportunity to learn how to swim. You missed every opportunity to wear your life jacket. You wouldn't do anything that was advised of you. That's the black community right now. Anything that would save the nation, they ain't interested. They're too busy being angry. Bro, that's a fool's errand. I don't want any part of it. I'm not with you, dog. I'm not black like that. Only at the foot of the cross will I find my brothers. And if you ain't there, you ain't my brother. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks. Hey, we're back and it is Thursday. I want to remind you, real estate agent extraordinaire, my friend, Rita Jensen. Rita, a results. Jensen, folks, you hear about the turmoil in the real estate industry. And you don't really understand what it means. Well, again, don't worry your pretty little head. Call the professional of three decades plus, Rita Jensen. Rita Results Jensen. She can help navigate through the process. Folks, Rita knows all the professionals up and down the real estate food chain. She knows how to make the deals work. She knows who's who and what needs to be done. She's so confident in her capabilities, as evidenced by the closings and successes that she's had, that she guarantees the sale of the home. That's right, folks. She gives you, you do this, this, and this, this home will sell. Folks, it does work like that. That's exactly how it works. And Rita knows that. So, again, she can bring all that to bear for your benefit if you want to sell your home. If you're looking to buy a home, don't worry about the realtor's commission and all that. She, again, will have all that worked out. So, again, go with the professionals you hear advertising here at WYAB. These real estate professionals, as evidenced by the fact that they've been advertising, that they have full confidence in their ability to deliver to you the services that you want when you're buying your home or selling your home. Rita Jensen is just such an agent. Give her a call, 601-720-4037, 601-720-4037, or just remember this web address, Rita Jensen, JENSEN.net. RitaJensen.net, available 24/7. All right, we got Sylvia. Yes, Miss Sylvia.
Hey, Kim, how's it going?
What it is, what it is, what it is.
What it ain't, you mean.
What it ain't.
No, I wanted to, in a nutshell, I wanted to explain what I was trying to say yesterday. Christ emancipated women in his day by ending segregation between men and women, initiating more communication with women, and allowing them to act as witnesses throughout the stories chronicled in the New Testament. That, in a nutshell, is what I was trying to say, that he did emancipate women from the role that they had. Because during Christ's era, segregation of women was very common. And that's what I meant. And many of religions today that are non-Christianity do subjugate women. And that's what I was trying to say. I hope that makes much more sense today.
Makes sense to me.
All right. Sounds good. You have a good evening. Bye.
All right, Sylvia. Appreciate it. I do remember saying something about women. Who is that? Okay. Okay, we'll take that correction and edit and make note of it. Let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, man. What's going on this evening?
All is well, my friend. What's going on with you?
Man, I'm doing good. I got aggravated a while ago when I heard something, but I'm going to be all right. Joe Biden, they had to make him say the girl's name at the reunion, instead of the union. Then he was over there doing his little celebrity thing, couldn't mention nothing about the police or nothing. But he's going to go visit with the family of the six that was killed on the bridge that was illegals up there working. And I've talked to a few amigos that I've known for 20 years in the business that's over here doing work. And I asked them, man, what do y'all think about them just flooding this country and bringing all these people over here? You know, when we sat and had a heart-to-heart talk, you know, he said, it's not right. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to do is come over here and you know, make the American dream. Now they're just coming over here to get on the system.
Oh yeah,
I mean, I'm coming over here not to work.
Can you blame them? I mean, look.
No, you can't. You can't. But you know, that's what I was telling him. You know, dude, this is fixing to collapse.
It is.
And look at the economy. Look what it's cost you to go to the grocery store and all. And he was sitting there because, like I said, I've been knowing it for a long time. We hadn't seen each other in a year or two there. And mm-hmm. he, you know, come over, shook my hand. Say, hey, how you doing? You know, glad to see me now. Because, you know, so we worked a lot of hours together around each other. And, you know, I just went kind of talking to him, you know. Because he's asking how my family and I was asking how his family, you know. And I was talking about my son, policeman and all now. And I was like, man, how you feel about what's going on right now?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's got to stop somewhere. Or we're going to have what we left from over here.
Right. Well, again, you know, and this is the reason why I'm trying to tell folks, bro, I won't have any F's to give you when all this breaks, because we have begged folks, man, please don't tear this up. Bro, this is going to happen if you do this. I don't care, because this is what I was trying to point out earlier. You hear people, particularly people, supporters of Joe Biden, and they know the man is doing wrong. They know they're wrong for supporting him. They'll still say, it don't affect me. See, they say that now. Oh, that gets my gear.
You hit the point while I get on that, too. That's what I was thinking about. They don't realize what's fixing to happen. But I'm not going to shoot them out of skin out of cat. Mm. Y'all just starve. I'm going to eat, and I'm going to make sure my friends and people that's in cahoots, you know, is Bible fearing and all, you know, we're out here trying to do, and we see what's fixing to happen. You're too blind, and then you're going to come around, I thought you was a good Christian. Well, I tried to be before, but you don't want to listen. Like I tell somebody about selling that garment and picking up a sword.
There you go.
Going to be some cat scratch food, but, you know, I heard it, and I'm like, and all he's doing is trying to appease to that vote.
Right.
And we know that they can go and vote. They can sit there and say they can't. I've seen it.
Well,
I've seen it with my own two eyes at 16.
Mm-hmm. And this is what, you know, dude. And again, and it's so unnecessary. It could, what they're trying to do could be done in an orderly fashion. They're not even interested in that. They want the country destroyed. And when you try to tell those who would help those folks out, dude, all we're saying is, okay, if you want to have immigration, let's do it. No. They want to do it in the most destructive manner possible. It's the same way with the murders in the black community. The most destructive things, and then you got to hear all this foolishness. What's happening? That's our starting point? Jeez.
And where did all this racism come from all these years? It's just, I'm blind to it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gets like every day you kind of, like I said, I get up and watch Morning Joe in the morning just to get peed over, get the blood pumping in the morning.
Well, that would do it.
And I make sure I'm in a room where I ain't got no nothing around there where I'm doing Elvis Presley on it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Man, those cats are running wild over there, bruh. You're gonna have to
I've been having to tighten down. They've been having to go down and fend for the sale because price cat food's done one out the roof.
Wow. Well, you got to scoop up some of those homeless people and grind them up in the meat chipper. And
hey, I'm trying to teach them to, you know, go that route. So I was trying to get a video sent to you, and it wouldn't let me send it to you. But it was one of those rabbit raccoons. The girl shot it like six times, and it still was coming after her.
Wow. Wow.
And I'm thinking, if I could get some of this in this cast, we could let these jokers go down loose and pound down here, and they could feed up. I just got to make sure, you know, when we cook it, that virus is out of the meat.
Well, them raccoons can get aggressive, man. My goodness.
they good eating, too, with some candy yams. Ooh, what are you talking about? That's a fine eating.
Well, Chris.
Hi, Kim. Big blessed to say, brother.
All right, my friend. It's always good to hear from you. You know, Chris is not going to starve, bro. I'm telling you now. I don't care if it's poke salad or something. Something's going to get stirred up in that kitchen. As long as he's got some matches and some fire, something to cook over, there's going to be something set before you that day. And so, and we need more folks like this. But my sentiment is, guys, we don't have to tear this up. If you would just be more informed going to vote and then actually act, if you're going to spend all that time in church, spend all that time playing Christian, why don't you actually just believe in it? God said he would give you your daily bread. You saying no, Joe Biden's going to do it. Man, I'm sorry. I just can't get my head around that. I really can't. So at this point here, I'm just here to deliver the message. And if you don't want to go, you ain't got to go. And I ain't dragging nobody kicking and screaming. Let's take a break. All right, folks. Hey, I want to remind you, if you're out furniture shopping this weekend, tonight, or this weekend, make sure you stop by our good friends over at Lewis Furniture Store and Mattress Gallery. Located on Highway 80 in Clinton, Mississippi. In fact, it's Clinton's only furniture store. And it's located right next to Nukes. They'll be open to 6 p.m. this evening, 6 p.m. tomorrow evening, 4 p.m. on Saturday. 24 hours, however, on the web, lewisfurniturestore.com. And as you know, in-house financing is available same day as 90 days, same as cash financing. Options. You will not leave there without the items of your choice. And I might assure you, the items of your choice will be unique. They're not like the big box stores where all the furniture looks the same, all the colors. Over there, you can get what you want because their buyers go out and find those items that make your home stand out. That's why they go out and seek out. The little independent furniture makers, those places where, I'd never seen that before, never seen it in that color, never seen it in that material. Make a request and say, hey, you know what, I saw something somewhere. Here's the number. Folks, they can get it for you. They are very resourceful. And again, what is it, going on 15 years, 10, 15 years? They've been around a long time, and it looks like they're going to be a family generational business there in Clinton. They continue to expand and they continue to have the great deals. So make sure you're looking for mattresses, patio furniture, kitchen furniture. You're looking for the recliners. You're looking for the double recliners with the, all the gadgets and stuff in there, connections. They have it all. Lewis Furniture Store and Mattress Gallery. LewisFurnitureStore.com, 24 hours on the web. All right, folks. You know, I mentioned to you, and this is important. You know, I was mentioning to you about the DHS rules where they broom the requirement that everybody that you sponsor to bring into this country, you have the financial means to do it. And they gave that authority on their own volition. It needs to be challenged because it was a rule change. And the rule change doesn't necessarily mean that that's what the Congress intended when they created the statute. Administrative law is something I like following. I get updates on that. I think it's just, matter of fact, administrative law can screw up your life more so than the other courts, but that's another show. But here's the deal. And my point of saying this is that when Trump wanted to build the wall, DHS could have administratively just made the money available, just as they're doing right now. But you had all these flunky functionaries caught up in the intestines of the DHS bureaucracy who decided that they wouldn't do what the president told them to do. And I'm saying all this to say this to blacks who complain about reparations and everything else. You got black folks in all these positions. HUD secretary, secretary of this, that, and the other. All you got to do is say, this is what we're going to do with this agency. Blacks won't do it because they're like what I said about Donut Head. They're black men and women with no courage. They got, everybody's a minister. They ain't got no courage. Now, if it was a gay LGBT person who got in a position like that Levin guy, pronoun guy, he gets in there, Buttigieg get in there. Oh, it's gay day every day. Black folks get in there. We bees not able. Let me get in there. Charles Everett told us long time ago, when you're in charge, act like you're in charge. You go until they tell you to stop. Not black folks. We get in there and enforce whatever rules are on the books. You see these Negroes riding around with a clipboard and a badge? Oh, Lord, your worst nightmare. They can't cut no slack unless you put some money in the tip jar. Rather than say, brother, this is how you get in business. This is how you get this thing going. They out there putting the full weight of the bureaucracy down on you. But you let it be a gay, or let it be somebody trying to advocate for illegals or terrorists, anybody like that. Man, they bend every rule, break every rule, break every chain. All we lack is courage. And you black women out there, why y'all put up with all these weak men? A piece of man better than no man. Really? From what I'm looking at, nobody would have done better. Man, y'all producing all these offsprings that are menace to society. I need some relief. So that's why I'm saying, you know what? What are they going to do if we decide that we're going to just take a different direction? Those of us who know better and want to do better. If we just decide we're not subsidizing you folks. Fill up your own pantry, your own food bank. You fill it up. Because if we're going to give it to you, then we need to make some changes. And you know what the changes are for? So that we would all have a better harvest. And now you can't even get them to go with you to do that. And then they want to take whatever the harvest does come in, they want to get their portion off the top. Do you see why we need a new pecking order? Is that? Here's the thing, John. Yeah, what up?
Good afternoon, Mr. Wade.
Here's the thing, John. What's up?
Mr. Wade, I must
agree. I know. You agree.
Number one, the Democratic Party.
Party of Satan.
The greatest party that ever lived. And I'll tell you why. Because we went from being a racist party, a sexist party, a non-inclusive party. But you look at the Democratic Party now, we have a very big tent. Everybody is welcome, Mr. Wade. We treat you with dignity and respect, no matter what your color, your creed, your religion, your sexual orientation, your age, physical or mental disability, Mr. Wade, or marital status, Mr. Wade. That's why the Democratic Party is such a juggernaut, Mr. Wade. And that's why the Republican Party is struggling. That's why you guys are struggling. That's why you always.
So is it a good thing that you're a juggernaut, John?
Yes, and I'll tell you this.
Please tell us why, John.
This is why Donald Trump is running around screaming voter integrity all the time. Everybody's talking about voter integrity. Well, why is there no voter integrity issues when Republicans win? But when Democrats win, there are voting irregularities.
Because Democrats are crooked.
The same system was in place when Republicans won their elections. So what I'll tell you is this. If you believe that there's voter fraud, produce real credible evidence and don't bring up a bunch of liars and thieves to talk about voter integrity. You brought up Rudy Giuliani, a man that used to be a staunch ally of law and order, and he aligned himself for a few pieces of silver with a con man. And you guys here in the South fell for it hook, line, and sinker. Oh, he's telling it like it is. He's for the little man. What rich man has ever been for the little man, Mr. Wade? You guys have nothing in common. Here's the crazy part. Republicans don't vote their own interests. Mr. Wade, in this country, the majority of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, Mr. Wade. The majority of Americans are over $10,000 in credit card debt, Mr. Wade. The majority of Americans don't have $500 in an emergency account, Mr. Wade, no matter whether it's Republican or Democrat running the country.
Sir,
but yet,
sir,
you want to align yourself with a one percenter.
Sir.
That's who
sir.
You align yourself with, a man who you have nothing in common with other than
him.
You covet what he has.
We got Bobcat on the line, the original white boy Bob.
Bobcat on the line.
The original white boy Bob, sir.
I need to
show
ask
some respect.
You, to this day, is not Hillary Clinton claiming Russian interference in the 2016 election? Yes or no?
And it was proven that there was Russian interference, disinformation.
It was not proven. That's been debunked.
It was proven,
is it a
sir.
Fact, yes or no, that Stacey Abrams
has not conceded the Georgia election? Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Is it true that Joe Biden is instructing his TSA inspectors to punch transgender women in the testicles at JFK Airport?
I've not heard that, sir.
After he pissed on Christians on Easter Sunday.
I have never heard that, sir. And what I will tell you is this.
It's reported in today's news.
Here's what I'm going to ask you. Here's what I'm going to ask you, folks. The first thing is know your Bible. And what I will tell you is this. You said
so you're not
going to
answer
Sunday.
My questions.
No, I'm just asking, do you know your Bible? If you know your Bible, then you will know when Christ arose, when he died and when he arose, and what day of the week.
But why would you not check your commander-in-chief, your president, for saying
Here's
something like that,
Here's what I'm
going
to tell you. Joe Biden.
Where was your voice, sir?
Joe Biden is a Democrat stalwart, sir. This man is a great American. This man tried to take this country and allow this country to live up to its creed.
I got another question for you, John. Why is the DOJ trying to prosecute the person who turned over Ashley Biden's journal to Project Veritas? The diary where she said that Joe was taking inappropriate showers with her in her teenage years?
Okay, let's stop that, folks. You know that was a fake. We know that was a – again, you Republicans –
Hunter Biden's computer was a fake.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
John,
you
why are you – what is the delusion for, sir? Are you willing to go to hell for these people?
I'm going to show you how delusional you guys are. You guys are walking around buying Bibles from a man that doesn't love his wife, He doesn't honor his wife. He sleeps with strippers. He lies. He steals.
Where is that proven he sleeps with strippers? Who she recanted that story multiple times.
What is her name? Stormy Daniels?
She recanted.
Stormy Daniels? The man
had recanted. He was ordered by an appeals court to pay Trump $121,000 in legal fees.
Okay, and then he played a civil suit to a woman whom he sexually assaulted. He lost in a court of law.
Sir, he was not.
Because New York changed the laws for 1 year and then let them revert back to where they were before so nobody else can get prosecuted for the exact same thing.
Can I ask you a question?
It's a sham. It's a Democrat.
It's lawfare, sir.
You don't believe this stuff, man. You ought to be ashamed of yourself coming on this show and lying the way you do.
Do you believe? Do you believe Donald Trump? Do you believe Donald Trump is a Christian? Do you believe Donald Trump is a Christian?
He is on mission from God himself, sir.
He's the best leader for the country at this time.
Amen. Amen.
Joe Biden's a Christian. So I mean, you know, hey, transgender visibility day on Easter Sunday, and don't give me this crap. It's always been March 31st. Joe Biden was the first president in 2021 to make a presidential proclamation recognizing Transgender Visibility Day. The first and
question,
only
sir.
President to ever do so.
Are you
nobody else who did it. Not Barack.
Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian?
Yes, I'm a Christian.
Okay, what did Jesus say about loving your brother?
Well, hold on. We're going to take a break, and then we'll answer that cliffhanger. We'll be right back. All right, now answer the question. Go ahead. We're back.
The question was, are you a Christian?
Yes, I'm a Christian.
And if we are Christians, our job is to love those as Jesus would have loved them. Just as we love
Jesus. Just like you love Donald Trump.
I do love Donald Trump. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't hate
how do you demonstrate your love for Donald Trump? By
you know what?
Dog cussing all the time?
No, you don't ever hear me
putting him down? Lying
no,
about
what
him?
What I will tell you is this, is I point out the truth, the facts. But
no,
what
no,
I will
no,
tell
you lie about him.
Okay,
you
so
bear
you're telling
false
me,
witness.
So you're telling me he doesn't cheat on his wife?
I didn't say he didn't cheat on his wife. I said you've got no proof that he sleeps with strippers.
Okay,
she was a porn star.
Is that a deal killer with you there, John, that he cheats on his wife?
Well, not a deal killer
when your president desecrates the name and memory and the purpose of Jesus Christ. You cool with that?
No, and here's what I'm going to tell you. Here's what I'm going to tell you is
please.
This, sir, is we are all individuals. We are all people of free will. We all have choices.
Then why are you voting for this man if you know better and you know about the choices you have?
No, listen what I'm trying to tell you here, sir. There is no big sin. There's no little sin.
Oh, now there ain't no big sin and little
sin.
Sin
is sin.
But beforehand, so this man, John, you are unequally yoked with Joe Biden, sir, as you say
you
profess to believe.
Here's what I'm going to say, sir. I've tried to explain this to you guys on multiple occasions. You don't put your faith in men, son. You put your faith in God.
But you vote Democrat, right? Yeah, John.
Listen, what I'm saying.
Are you referring to a black man as son? Oh, my God.
Boy!
Yes,
boy!
Yes.
We're going to take a break. Here's the thing, John. John's willing to go to hell for Joe Biden. What a guy. We'll be right back in 22 hours. See you on the radio. Peace.